This podcast may contain adult language and themes, or it might not. We're not really sure. We haven't recorded it yet.
I'm Jason.
I'm Diggs.
I make software, music, and podcasts.
I connect people, personally and professionally, and I like talking with Jason.
This is the Candy Factory 5x5 podcast.
Five conversations.
Five random topics.
5 minutes each.
When we hear this sound,
we move on to the next topic. Next.
On every episode, we invite a very special guest to join us. And our very special guest on today's episode of 5x5, Francis Claudio.
Woo woo!
Francis, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
So great to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Well, I am a Francis. I am Miami native. Miamians, we don't say Florida natives. We say Miami. We're from Miami.
There's a distinction there.
Absolutely. Yes. And then I work here at the Candy Factory. I'm the front desk community facilitator.
We're very grateful for you.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Love my job.
We are so grateful.
Yes, it's the best job. I love seeing everybody every day, being the first face and saying bye mm-hmm. to everybody, you know, as they leave for the day. So
everyone
it's
but
cool.
me. That's okay.
You know what, Dix? We'll ramble on.
We are
forever.
We are recording at the Candy Factory, and a lot of folks ask us if we make candy, and the answer, of course, is no, we don't.
No, sorry. But we are the sweetest people. We are the sweetest community. Absolutely.
Aww.
That's it.
We're having a marketing meeting. This is great.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And did you hear that?
Let's get the whiteboard out and jot these things down. That's a great idea. No, what we do at the Candy Factory, though, is we make dreams come true.
Absolutely.
We really do. It's a co-working and social club located in the, I say the heart of downtown Lancaster. I'm not sure if that's accurate. We're on the 300 block of North Queen Street in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We have like something like 25,000 square feet of co-working greatness. Mm-hmm. You can get out of your house. You can come to the Candy Factory. You can work here amongst a great community of other folks who are doing the same thing.
The sweetest community.
The sweetest community. And it will save you from the isolation of the home office. Mm. That's
definitely
what we do. Memberships, community memberships start at $100. That gets you in the door whenever we're open. And we're open quite a bit.
This is true.
Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 12. Go to coworkinginlancaster.com, check it out, and schedule a tour. This is 5x5. This is a podcast called the Candy Factory 5x5 Podcast. I'm not sure if you knew that, Francis. I'm just telling you the title.
So happy to be here.
The way it works is we have an iPad. His name is Frank. He's sitting right in front of me. Frank is going to dish up 5 topics. It's going to count down 5 minutes. When each topic comes up, we're going to talk about that topic for 5 minutes. Hear a little jingle and move on to the next. That's it. It's the simplest. You know, it's so simple.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's so simple.
You know what makes it simple? We don't dance anymore.
I know we don't.
Yeah, oh, man.
If you go back a few episodes, we would do a little
I saw the
dance.
Video ones on YouTube. What a blast.
This is episode 71 for anyone who's keeping score at home. And I feel like it's time to kick it off.
Let's go.
Here we go. Frank, what's the first topic of today's episode?
T-Bowl.
Come on, Frank. Ooh, he's slow moving this one. Come on, Frank. You can do it.
We believe
favorite chore.
Ooh.
Favorite chore.
Wow. I'm so used to saying the ones that I don't like.
We can start with that.
What don't you like? We can do anything here. There's no rules.
I'm very distinct with like these three things that I have a hard time doing. One, dishes.
Mm.
That's a no-go.
Praise be.
Next.
Really?
Ugh. Ugh.
No dishes?
I mean, I have to do it, but.
I know.
I don't.
But do you,
I have
do, you,
to.
Do you procrastinate?
Absolutely.
Judging by the state of my sink.
Yeah, like right if I walk in right now. Okay.
There might be a. There's a plate I haven't seen in like 8 months.
Are you one of these folks who like it's like the sink is dish storage, and then you just instead
dirty dish storage.
Yeah, instead of that. Wait a minute. This is a thing. Like there's two philosophies around dishes. You store the dishes clean in the cupboard, right? And then you use them, clean them, put them back in the cupboard, or you just leave them all dirty in the sink, and then you clean the one you need at the time, and you use it and put it back in the sink.
I'm feeling attacked. I think I'm gonna have to leave. I'm feeling triggered. which I shouldn't laugh.
I didn't.
I know that's a real thing. I'm definitely the last.
I just want everybody to know that there was no value judgment. I was simply, I was like the Wikipedia entry for dish handling. And that's all I was
worst.
Doing. I was,
like, if there was disposable pots, I would utilize that.
Yes.
Like, what a great idea.
I agree. But then how would that work with heat?
That's where the
science comes in.
Exactly.
And the innovation. Yeah, this is exactly. America.
I guarantee we don't actually want the disposable pot residue in our food. whatever science.
Like the plastic is scraping off into your rice.
No, but wait a minute. We're not going to like roll it out until it's safe.
Oh.
This is America.
The amount of things that get rolled. Listen, judging by the lawyer commercials I get, by all the things that were rolled out that were bad, it's like, did you have this drug? You might have died. If so, if you haven't, please contact us. We are filing a class action.
Yeah, that's right. Have you been injured by a disposable pot?
Have you consumed this food?
Call Mundog, Diggs, and Claudio.
I do appreciate that was perfect. It was in order backwards. Mundock, Diggs, and Clark. Because usually, but it works.
Do they usually do alphabetical? Do lawyers do alphabetical?
No, they do the whoever has the
most
money.
Yeah, whoever owns the whoever's the. I was gonna say.
Yeah, but I appreciate that.
I did a reverse alphabetical on our law firm. Did you know we're opening a law firm?
What?
Yeah, you, me, and Diggs. We're gonna open a law firm.
We just did
called Mundock, Diggs,
right,
and Claudio.
Here, right now.
We just did the commercial.
Wow, yeah. I totally missed that.
And we're gonna.
Just kidding.
We're gonna represent victims of disposable pot injuries.
Oh man.
Well, we have to be clear that it's like the cooking pot and not the other.
No, like pot, like
because that is disposable technically. Because it just.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean,
no, that's true.
That's not a lie. Well, second chore.
When you said, "Wait a minute," when you said disposable pot, you did mean the pot. Like pot that you cook in, not smoking pot. All right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. What's your second chore that you
second
don't like?
Chore, trash.
Taking out the trash.
Thankful for Allie, who is also one of our coworkers here at the Candy Factory. She took out the trash yesterday, but I felt so bad because then she texted me like, the trash like dripped on my toe.
No.
Oh, no.
I nearly gagged
when like a piece of food fell on my hand yesterday trying to take out the trash. I was like, Allie, cut the water on.
Isn't it interesting how
cut the water?
What the hell are you talking about?
Help.
Isn't it interesting how when something goes into a trash can, it immediately changes status?
Yeah.
Oh. Let me explain this, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's just say you have a Tupperware. And you know how they have that disposable Tupperware, like the Glad, where you buy them and you use them like four times. There's some number of times you're allowed to use those, and then for some reason they just turn into trash.
If
you have one of those, right? No, I'm serious. Like you have the real Tupperware that's supposed to last forever, and that stuff you just use it for like 10 years, and then you buy the Glad, like the 3-pack of like semi-disposable Tupperware. I don't know if it's disposable or not, but everybody knows what I'm talking about because people started taking those to parties about 10 years ago. You show up and you just leave it. Mm-hmm. You just walk away. You're just like, you don't need to remember your Tupperware anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you keep them and you use them like, you wash your dishes, you use them like, say once or twice.
We've been attacked.
but then somehow at some point those just become like, they're no good anymore. Mm. Well, you ever have one of those things and you say you're like, you accidentally put it in the trash, even though there's nothing in the trash can, or there's just like some newspaper or something, and you accidentally throw it away. Like you can't pull that thing back out.
It takes on a magical status.
It's like there's a force field. Once it goes through that force field, it is now dirty.
It is now
contaminated.
Cannot take that thing out.
Do not pass go.
That's the word.
Even if there's nothing in the can, like I had fresh bag.
So I made the mistake. I was 8 years old in Seattle with a family reunion, and I thought I knew what an eclair was. I didn't. I don't like sweet things that have like cream in them. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that's what an eclair was. I thought it was just like a elongated donut sort of thing. So I was like, oh, Pop, can you buy me one? He did. And then I bit it and was just like, what is this? I threw it out. He made me fish it out to eat it.
No.
It was right on top. It was still in the wrapper. It was.
Well, friends, topic number one has been thrown in the dumpster. It's time to move on to topic number two.
Fuck that chore.
Leslie Nielsen.
Oh,
Leslie Nielsen.
I love how you're so passionate about that. Who is Leslie?
Who the hell?
Yeah, who is Leslie Nielsen?
You really?
No, wait. I know the name, but who is? Remind me.
He's
Oh, wait. Airplane guy?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh no.
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun. Just, yeah.
So there's he is probably the slapstick humor dude of the like 80s and very early 90s. And I don't know Jim Carrey, but I bet if we asked him who was an influence, he would say Leslie Nielsen because of the type of slapstick that Jim Carrey did, Leslie Nielsen was doing for years and years and years before.
Wow.
So it's just my favorite scene is the he's at dinner and I think it's what's the cop? He's in Naked Gun. Naked Gun 2 or 2.5 or whatever. And he's at this dinner on a date and he's pissing off the woman across from him. And so it's like she tries to slap him and he catches both of her hands, but then a third hand comes from nowhere.
And slaps him still.
And it's just that level of like.
It's absurd.
That's funny. Stupidness. That's so awesome.
Okay, so I was a big fan in the 80s. And here's what happened with me when I read the name Leslie Nielsen, because I haven't thought about Leslie Nielsen probably for 30 years. Mm. Like, I don't know that I've actually, right? Because you're right. By the mid 90s, yeah, there were no. I don't know if they did movies
like that.
They continued.
And really. Jim Carrey was the only one.
Yeah, right.
Pretty much him and the guy from Newsroom. Doesn't matter. Yeah,
The Ace Ventura stuff was sort of like the next generation of that stuff. For some reason, I thought it was a reporter. Is there another? Is there like a Leslie reporter?
It's Leslie Stahl.
Ah, that's who I was thinking of.
Okay,
that's who popped into my head when I read that name. That's who popped into my head. I'm getting old.
That's okay. I think she's on CBS, if that helps.
In around 1980 or 82 or something like that, I was in middle school. And so I was probably 10, 12 years old. And
where were you living?
I was living in Barnesboro, Pennsylvania at the time.
Does it still exist?
It does not exist. Oh. Story for another podcast.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, my grandfather got HBO. It was like we had 13 channels in our cable package, 13, and you could subscribe to HBO. It was like an extra $5 a month to get HBO. My grandfather got it. My parents were like, no, we're not getting that garbage. My grandfather got it, and I got to see Airplane because we didn't have movie theaters or anything like that. And Airplane was this movie. I remember seeing the HBO guide that came in the mail, and it just looked so goofy and dumb and weird. If you're 10, goofy, dumb, and weird are like the three, it's like the holy grail. of entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I remember watching Airplane, and it's there was nothing like it. The comedy is so absurd, and it's all like puns and plays on language and stuff like that. Like for example, on the airplane everybody gets sick, right? And I can't remember which characters are talking to each other, but somebody comes in and says, everybody's sick. We've got to get these people to a hospital. And the other character says, what is it? They say, it's a big building with windows, but that's not important right now.
What?
And then,
that's not important.
Because he says, we got to get these people to the hospital. What is it? And the redirect is that they're supposed to be saying, what's wrong with all the sick people?
Right. Yeah.
What's a hospital?
Oh, my
God. So he answers, what is it? What is it? Anyway.
And then there's the Shirley, but don't call me Shirley.
Yes. And quit calling me Shirley.
Yeah, it's just, I can't remember the line. There's some line about, it doesn't matter.
I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
What?
So when you listen to this episode when it comes out, after you've seen Airplane, all of this will make sense.
I will literally watch Airplane after this
episode. I think we should do a Candy Factory movie night.
Can we?
And we should watch Airplane.
Totally. God. I'm down for that.
Plus there's like this one scene, I believe in Airplane. I think they always stuck in one scene of a woman without a shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it would be 2 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would be like there would be chaos in the plane, and then they would just show a bare naked like a chest
for no reason.
Oh.
She would like just jump out and then jump away.
Yeah,
and as a 10-year-old boy,
oh my God.
That was like,
you would tell your friends that scene.
You would tell your friends at school because you weren't allowed to watch Airplane.
Right.
Like, oh no.
If your parents knew that you were watching Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was
they
out.
They knew.
But my grandfather had no idea what the hell it is, and I'd just be like, go to the other room. I'd be like, hey, I'm gonna go watch a movie.
Yeah. Right, and it's funny because it's not like it's a like a porno or anything, but it has the status of just like. But then also like all the cameos, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, O.J. Simpson.
That's right.
Yeah, because he's one of the FAA people or the cop or whatever. Like. It's just the amount of just rant. It's so ridiculously funny.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
and my favorite. I think we talked about this on a recent episode. The white woman that speaks jive.
Yes.
This is the beginning of the food thing. Starts with this white woman. It's just
yeah. The plane has landed on episode number two. We got to move on, friends.
I forgot what the topic was.
It was
Leslie Nielsen.
Topic number three of this episode's 5x5 is. Novelty license plates.
Oh.
Are those like the blue ones, the blue license plates?
No. Like novelty license plates would be like a vanity plate.
Mm-hmm. Like you can create the plate. Like it's those. Like so you can.
Oh, wait. We're talking about two different things.
Are we?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm talking about like vanity plates. Like mm-hmm. I get my name on my license plate for the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh. That's what I meant when I. Okay. I know I put this topic in and that's what I meant.
Okay. So vanity plate. You know vanity plates.
Oh,
you
well,
work at an auto store.
Oh, yeah. I actually have a cousin that, like, I guess she created one. I believe it says, like, Moon or something in the back of her, like, her license plate created.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you could get your, like, I could get my name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, my license plate could be Munduck.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It'll show up as Munduck because they don't know how to spell.
Or they'll put a CK. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people pay extra for that.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it costs money. Mm-hmm. But so usually, like, on fancy cars, mm-hmm. it'll be like, you know.
I've seen a couple out there. And they're creative.
They get really creative because they have like you have to play with the letters
mm-hmm. and numbers, like switch to E to three.
My favorite one is actually from Seinfeld.
What's that?
When Kramer gets he gets his license plate. So he goes to the DMV to get his plate, and he's given a plate, and he pulls it out, and it says "Ass Man," and he's like. No, this isn't for me. And then the woman's like, Cosmo Kramer. Yes, that's your plate. And so apparently it's this other Cosmo Kramer who's a doctor. He's a proctologist, apparently.
And so
then it becomes this whole shtick of the show where like he puts it on because he goes home and he's like telling Jerry and Elaine and they're like, this is great. So he puts it on his car and then literally goes and parks at a hospital. Just so he's closer to something. I can't remember what. And then security comes over and like, excuse me, what do you do? He doesn't look like a doctor at all. So then he just goes, Cosmo Kramer, proctology. He points at the plate and the security guard's like, oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Kramer.
Oh, just walks
up. So that's what I had. I for some reason that clip came up and that's what I know. That's why I put this topic in. I wanted to talk about it.
Talk about the ass man.
Yes.
It's a lot of good ones out there.
It's very hard to work that into a conversation that's not 5x5.
Yes. Yes. I was like, I was waiting for the moment and
right.
This was
sitting at a dinner party. Let me tell you a story about Kramer's ass man plate.
Now I gotta go watch that episode.
Oh, it'll be in the show notes. Don't worry.
Have you ever thought about getting a vanity plate?
No, not at all.
Never. You're just like, forget it, I'm out.
Nah, just give me what you get.
But what if you did?
If you could put anything you want on your license plate.
If I could put anything. Ooh, that's a toughie. Mm. I don't have anything that I would really be creative in to try to influence. Oh, you know what? I probably would do something with my name.
Yeah, right. Like Frantastic or something.
Yeah, like Frantastic. Mm. That's too long.
That's too long, yeah.
You can cut out the vowels. That's what they do.
That's true.
Like FRNTSTC.
That's it.
And someone would pull up behind you and they'd be like, and the kid,
the kid
in the passenger side, like, it's Frantastic, Mom.
Yeah, don't you get it? What's wrong with you?
Didn't you read?
Yeah,
my grandfather had vanity plates.
Oh,
my grandfather had
plates plural.
Yeah, he had two cars.
Oh,
no, he didn't have more than one.
No. I was like, when did Pennsylvania have two plates? I was going to be shocked.
Oh, right, like the front plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, he had two cars, and so he had Merino 1 and Merino 2. which was great because you had that one and the two, and then because Marino is a pretty common name, you know what I mean? It's not like like Mundock's not a common name, right? Like, if in other words, if somebody has that in the state, I could probably tell you who it is. You know what I mean? Like, and he's my cousin. You know what I mean?
Or one of the progeny.
It could be.
Yes,
but not yet, though.
Fair.
Because I'd have to pay for it.
That's
and I would know. But anyway, no. So he had Merino one, and I always thought that was pretty cool. He had like a Cadillac, you know what I mean? Like he did his thing. He came over from Italy on the boat, built this business, made some cash, and he was just like, you know what? I'm getting a Cadillac and I'm putting my name on it.
I love it.
I was just like, damn right.
Go ahead.
So now I'm like in my 50s. I'm like thinking, maybe it's time. You know what I mean? My Nissan Quest.
Do it.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe
do it up.
Maybe it's time to upgrade.
So the only problem with the what I have always wanted to do with a vanity plate, I wanted to commemorate the years that the Mets won the World Series, except the first year is 69. Right. So it's kind of like I don't know how to do that in a way that doesn't elicit questions. And so I'm just like, because I've always, I'd like, in my, I'm like, 69, like 69 Mets 86 would be great, except it's like, 69.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like right it. After 69.
No, but like I want to, like, maybe I need to break up the 6 and the 9. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's like, just.
Could you do it the other way? 86, Mets 69?
That's probably worse.
All right. Well, we'll have to. I don't know.
I mean, I have thought about this a lot. But then, and you know, that's the end of my thoughts.
That's the cue.
I don't have a segue. I'm just, you know what? I'm just moving on to topic number four. I don't have a segue. The plates, whatever. Topic number four is Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Pennsylvania.
What the hell is
Pursue
Pennsylvania?
Your happiness.
The Commonwealth
is
of Pennsylvania.
Is that our tagline?
I think so. I see it every time I get through the line. It says Pennsylvania, pursue your happiness.
Through the line?
Like the line between, I guess, Maryland and...
Oh, the Mason-Dixon.
Oh, through...
Listen, there's a line there.
No, I thought you meant like at a store. I'm like, what store?
Yeah, I thought so too.
It's like saying like, welcome to Pennsylvania. You are allowed to stay after you buy your groceries. That's what I was like, what?
I actually went to a bank. When you said that, I was like, oh, when you were standing in line at a bank?
You were just waiting there.
Most people don't stand in line at banks anymore, but I still do periodically. And I was like, I don't remember seeing that at the bank. Pursue your happiness. I want to hear your thoughts on Pennsylvania, because now you were born in Miami.
Born in Miami, born and raised, 23 years of my life up there, or down there, technically.
Down, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you spent some time in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
In the middle of those.
In the middle of those years. Yeah, very good.
So what do you think about Pennsylvania?
It's great. Mind you, I come from Florida, Miami, where a lot of different places or like a lot of different things like are not as big of a deal. So like hurricanes are not a big deal. COVID wasn't a big deal.
No, certainly not.
Here specifically, the car thing is a big deal. Like, you have to get your car inspected and things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Florida is not like that. Your bumper could be hanging off. You're just rolling down the road.
That's actually county specific.
Oh, in really? Florida?
No, here.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I learned that. So usually the redder counties actually don't do physical inspections. So you...
Wow.
Which is, what was mind-boggling.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So state inspections aren't...
It's not state. The physical inspection is actually county specific.
Wow.
You still have to do
the
it.
The emissions. Emissions is state.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, Florida, neither. They don't...
I've never lived in a county in Pennsylvania where you couldn't.
Yeah, so there's some... If you travel through Pennsylvania and you see... Sometimes there's just one sticker in the window. It's because that car's from a county where they don't have to do the... Okay, sometimes it's the emissions exemption sticker.
I see.
So like for like the coal rolling diesels.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just get like
whatever.
They're
grandfathered in.
But if you just have one sticker, it's usually because you don't have.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, I love it here. It's great.
You do?
Yeah. I might occasionally smell crap on the road, but I think like It's over.
It's a thing. It's a thing. I'm going to embrace that.
It was just the specificity of on the road.
Actually, I was driving and there was like those police officers on those horses.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I do? What do I do? Because I'm like behind it, but I have to go left. And my friend's like, just go left. Mm-hmm. They are used to the cars.
For those in our global audience, I think we should probably clarify what you mean by crap on the road. I smell crap on the road. That's it. You know what I mean? I feel like that if I'm from like, you know, Belgium and I'm tuning in to 5x5 and it's like crap
is,
on the road.
What is this crap?
What is she?
There is anyway, horses. Yeah.
There are horses. Yeah. So we live in an area of Pennsylvania that is very horse heavy.
Yes. We haven't gone back in time. It's just they're stuck in time.
Because of the Amish community primarily and other plain communities that are in this area, the highways, the state roads, they often, not the highways like the interstate highways, but the state roads and the state highways are often traveled by the Amish, by our brethren in the plain communities, and their horses poo on the road as they are transporting these fellows and ladies and gentlemen through the
you may also have to explain the plain community bit.
Well, because the Amish isn't people know the Amish, but there's other variations of people who dress plain, which is what the Amish that look, Mennonites, River Brethren, these other communities, and they're all just called plain, the plain communities. And so they have these horses and there are a lot of them and they poo on the road and then you end up driving and some people get really upset about the poo in the tires. Yeah. It's never bothered me.
Well, it's never happened to me yet.
You've never accidentally driven over the...
Well, also, no. If you've driven over it, like, what were you doing? Because it's in the middle of the road.
Exactly. There, are you not, like,
usually,
swerving?
You can usually get away from it, yeah.
Yes. Like, that's your fault.
You're texting and driving, which is really why you shouldn't text and drive, ultimately. Is so
that's
that
what... They're mad that they got
caught. You don't
caught.
Get poo on your tire. Like,
damn it!
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is a... you know what? The thing I like about it is how just diverse the landscape is in this state. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have an impression of Pennsylvania. It's like the old Buddhist parable where, you know, whatever, six blind men are touching an elephant from different areas and they describe it and they have a very different perception of what the elephant is because they're only... It's the same kind of thing. Like if you lived in one part of Pennsylvania, you have the stereotype of this is Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But man, if you travel this state...
Crazy.
It is nuts.
I need to travel more in the state.
It's like you... From the rolling hills and the flatter areas and the mountains, I mean it's really a great, you know. Definitely. I'm tearing up over here. Well, I'm a native Pennsylvanian and I'm proud of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
God bless the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We're moving on to topic number 5. This is the final topic of today's 5x5, by the way. Texting.
Nice.
Texting.
How you get poop in your tires.
That's it. Don't text and drive.
That's the audio grip. Just do that, and then it's they're like, "What? I need to listen to the episode
that's
to
right.
know what."
Texting. How to get poop in your tires. If I didn't already have the greatest name for this episode, that would be the name.
That would
this
be the
is
name.
True. This is true. And what will the name of this episode be?
I'm not saying.
So I was hoping you would hear it later and then be like, "Oh, that's right."
No, it was a pre-conversation. I'm going to leave it at that.
Fair enough.
Pre-show.
Texting. I was just about to text, as you were saying. Multitasking.
Texting is really interesting to me how it has evolved and how it has become such an important part of our society, the fabric of our society. I wasn't an early adopter. Were you an early adopter?
No, I was slow because back when I got, so I worked out the other day, I've had this phone number for 20 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, because I got it before seventh grade. Like just going into seventh grade, I finally was like, hey, mom, I have to take the subway to school. Aren't you going to get me a cell phone so I can call and like let you know where I am?
It's a great move, by the way.
Thank you. That is basically what happened, to be honest. And you had to pay. Per text back then.
Yeah.
And so I literally had to tell my friends, like, do not text me. Like, it was like, I remember having to call and be like, usually, well, I'm not going to call them out, but I usually had to call and be like, stop it. Like, mom is not going to be happy.
Right.
Like, I have, what was it? Like, I have like 300 minutes to talk. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We don't have a texting part of the plan. Stop it. And then it was just.
So you didn't. Yeah, you didn't buy
it. Yeah, you had to pay extra.
And I never did. I never did T9. If you remember that.
Oh, like I love T9.
I couldn't get
that.
It.
Was my
talk to
thing.
Me about T9.
It's like quick. You just literally the letters are on each number.
Oh,
and
that's called T9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never knew that.
It's
I always just called
like
it a pain in the
when
ass.
You get autocorrect.
That's what I call it. Pain in the ass.
Pain in the ass.
PIA.
It's like it will predict PETA. The word for you, basically. And so, I would do it so fast. I was a fast texter.
I couldn't, but I was fast without doing, because like, if you didn't do T9, so basically it was just, if you were going to type like bird, you would just do
you have to tap.
Two, like, four, where's R? R was eight? No, R was seven. 2, 4, 7, 2. And it would just do bird. But if you didn't do T9, it was you had to click two
tap
twice.
It. Exactly.
Because the letters corresponded to where they were.
Yeah, right. You'd see them on the letter.
Right. So I would do the whole thing. I would just do two, two, four, four, seven, seven, two, two, or two, 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 because it was, oh no,
whatever.
Three. Oh, I'm sorry.
Three.
D is three.
D,
yeah.
You would
how do we?
I'm just looking at it.
Oh, you. Oh, it's on an iPhone.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, though. Yeah, because sometimes you could be like 1-800 something, and you
right.
I don't remember the last time I actually like dialed in a number on like a phone, but that was such a big deal.
Yeah,
was
huge.
Like, and I would literally just sit and do the multiple taps to text, mm-hmm. and my friends would be like, "What are you doing?"
I was like, "Don't even look texting paragraphs." Like,
yeah, because it was just.
It's like a Morse. It's like a Morse code. You like had a, you know, you knew how many taps was mm-hmm. So you see, I tried it, right? And I wasn't even that old then. Like I was younger than I am now.
What
in the past?
Is that how time works?
I know. Yeah, it's this weird. It's this weird sci-fi bullshit. But listen, and I was already kind of aging, and I got a phone, and it was like, oh, you could text somebody that. And I tried it, and I was just like, oh my God, this sounds like this feels like a math problem, right? to get a word out,
right?
But I can understand now that you're saying it, how people would learn the taps,
literal,
so that you weren't even thinking about it.
Muscle memory. Wow. I think I could T9 now if you brought it back,
like riding a bike,
like a good little razor phone, boom, boom, boom.
But did you go when the smartphone came out? Were you just like, this is heaven?
Well,
were you like, now give me a T9 any day?
I was more of a, I liked the buttons. I always had phone with buttons, had the Sidekick, little hamburger phone.
Oh, you were like a loyalist to, yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
I actually still have my Sidekick in like the garage, my parents' garage.
The Sidekick was like, that was like a big.
Big thing.
Big, big thing, yeah. And it was.
What's a Sidekick? Oh my God.
Oh no.
I don't know anything about this culture.
It was the, So like it was
sideways, like horizontal, and mm-hmm. you would just flip it with your finger, and it would just whoop.
And it had a full QWERTY. Had a full QWERTY keyboard.
Keyboard right on it.
Oh, yeah. I think I had a Sidekick.
Is that what it was called?
But
Ruby doesn't count. I just want to be clear. Or Jaina.
But I only use it to call people.
Oh, oh no, man. You didn't. You
it was called a phone. I didn't know. I didn't know.
You know, that's fair.
By the way, we shouldn't be calling these things phones anymore.
They are mini computers.
They are literally mini computers.
Right. We should come up with a new name, because a phone is just disingenuous. Like it doesn't. It's an insult to phones.
I apologize.
It's a computer with a phone app. Is all it is.
Well, I mean, if you have an Apple product that has phone in the name, it is iPhone.
That's true. It's a different thing.
That's true.
Oh, I'm winded. I'm literally winded. That was an incredible, incredible episode.
Blast. Yeah. What a blast. You guys are so funny.
Oh.
It's the fastest 25 minutes in podcasting.
Sing.
So great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
You know you're coming back.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Please invite me.
This is going to be like the dentist's office. We're just going to go ahead and pre-schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever episode you're going to be on. You know how you come out, you know what I'm saying? You come out and they're just like, you want to just book your 6 month? Hell yeah, I do.
Yeah. Oh.
Hell yeah, I do. Francis, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you
Diggs,
so much,
my
guys.
Friend, always my pleasure to hang out with you. Just get to spend some time with you.
Yeah.
Have some tea.
Mm-hmm.
Do the 5x5
Watch
thing.
The T-bowl.
And for everybody out there in our global audience, we thank you so much.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of podcasts that you can listen to.
For sure.
And we're so grateful that you chose this one.
Well, this all is five the best of you. One.
And we'll catch you next time on Five. Bye. Five.
The Candy Factory 5x5 podcast is produced at So Good Media Studio at The Candy Factory,
a co-working and social club located in downtown Lancaster, PA.
The show is hosted by Jason Mundock and Robert Diggs, with music by John Chin.
Yeah, yeah. He's a really cool guy. Find 5x5
at the Candy Factory website, coworkinginlancaster.com.